This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, episode 127, the final movie to the Transformers franchise with The Last Knight from 2017. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, how long has it been since you've seen this movie?
2017. I saw it at the theater and then never again. So this was a second watch.
Yeah, look, for me, this is a brand new watch. I never seen the final two, but guess what? At least I got to watch it. But we got to tap into some stuff here. Movie reviews, fresh movie review here. But again, for those of you that are watching us on YouTube and you're listening to us on the go, thank you so much. And you guys know how we do our routine here. We're going to give you guys some box office numbers, Rotten Tomatoes scores, then into our actual movie reviews. So let's start it off with some box office numbers for Transformers The Last Knight from 2017. Domestic, $130 million.
Ugh. That's
international,
bad.
$475 million. That thing got sliced in half from the last movie.
Yeah.
Worldwide total of $605 million on a budget of $217 million on a domestic opening of $44 million.
Well, you know, when you add in marketing, let's say, because marketing is usually a lot, let's just say $100 million. That makes the budget about $320 million. It still made money, but when it's pretty funny how big this franchise is when 600 and something is like a disappointment. You know what I mean? Because the last two made over $1 billion. The second one made over $800 million. I think even the first one was like in the 700 range, and it was the first one.
Yeah,
this is the lowest. And it's funny that we were almost like, well, 600, what a disappointment. It's a lot of money, but clearly it ended this version of the franchise. So it wasn't enough.
Yeah, no, it wasn't enough, but it's kind of weird, right? When you see it, the trajectory, right? It went from billion. I mean, it went from 700 to 800 to a billion drop. I mean, heavily, like by $500 million plus on the box.
I blame
office.
It on no Shia LaBeouf. Once they switched the casting, kind of, I feel like people were like, this is not
well,
the same.
I don't think it's
movie.
More Shia. I think it was the direction and the writing. But we could talk about that.
People could have been sick of Michael Bay. You're right.
Could be. But we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But let's check out what the critics and the audience have to say about this film.
Well, bad. So this is the lowest with both. Critic score is only 15%. I think the last one was only like 17 or something. Yeah. But this is still lower. This reminds me of that one time when I thought we wouldn't get any lower than a certain movie when we were doing the bad movies. And then the next one was like a 3. This is like similar. I was like, there's no way. It's not going to go under 17. It is 15. Audience score, 43. So low. Every other one had at least a 50. I think that was like the lowest. This one finally dipped into more people disliked it than liked it. Not surprising. Yeah. The box office says, man, that kind of lines up.
It does kind of line up, but I thought it would have been a lower audience with the critics. But it's kind of like, it's like on a weird slant here. On
the,
it's like
the audience has always been way ahead of the critics on this franchise.
Yeah.
On all of them.
You know what? Some people, you find some people that enjoy the movie. That's the thing.
Yeah, stuff popcorn in their face and look at stuff explode.
Yeah, but again, here on this channel, we're going to throw all those statistics out, all those numbers out, and we're going to give you guys our take on this movie. Of course, me, because this is the first time you're watching this thing. And then Nate, this is the second time him watching this movie. So let's have some fun. Let's start it off with the lead character, Mark Wahlberg. Again.
Barely. So he's like, okay, Cade Yeager is back. And I thought he was fine. I thought he was fine in the last movie. Yeah. I'm going to be 100% honest. It is not good in this movie. Not Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg's the same. The character is written in such a terrible way. And he falls into... I hate lead characters like this, where they just sort of like stumble into everything.
Yeah.
Like, why was he even in Chicago at the part at the beginning when it's all like all this stuff is happening and Dora is there, the girl who played Dora, and she's running around and all of a sudden Mark Wahlberg shows up, right? He lived in Texas in the other movie. Now he's in Chicago because I don't know why. They don't really explain. You could make assumptions. You could say, well, he worked with the Transformers and I don't know. They don't explain it. And then he magically bumps into this guy, this rotten Transformer who gives him this medallion that's been blessed by the wizards of the freaking Transformers
the Knights.
And we'll get into the story at story time. But
yes,
the point is, it's terrible. Like, his whole character arc's terrible. His daughter's not here. That's good, because she sucked anyway. He has a phone conversation with her. And then they introduce this new girl, almost like she's going to be the replacement daughter. And then she's off the screen for like mad long. And then just magically shows up at the end in like Ireland or wherever they are. It's very bad. It's very, very bad. Mark Wahlberg does his best. I'll give him that. So my score is not on him as far as like a bad performance.
Right.
It's just on the character itself. Is very bland and boring in this, and he's pointless. I give him a two. Yeah. I didn't want to give him the one because Wahlberg tried. I you could tell he tried. He's funny at times. Some of his humor worked, but overall, very not good.
Look, I agree with everything you said. For someone like me that watched it for the first time, I was confused as hell with his character. Because he was an inventor, right? Because they kept pushing that in the last movie. I mean, the part four, he's an inventor. He invents things. And then that's the whole joke during the whole thing.
Yeah.
I did not like the direction they gave him. I agree with you. He showed up there. Maybe Bumblebee was like, we needed to go save, you know, these guys. Whatever. It is what it is. He's now a fugitive on the run, which I was like, what the hell? He saved everybody. But what's up with Chicago? Like, everyone is, this Chicago is getting destroyed all over the place. Now, it is what it is.
The third time.
It is the third time. And I hate movies that when you introduce a character and automatically it's like, I'm going, like, they pass him something and now he's the chosen one to save the world. And I'm like, right. Dude, we did this in part four. He was a chosen one because he found Optimus Prime. And yeah. Now he has the sword, which we're going to talk about in storyline. This damn medallion that turns into a tattoo most of the time during the whole movie. I'm like, this is corny. I hate when they introduce a character by the sheer luck it's a girl that is, my parents died here and now I take care of these Transformers. And all of a sudden, you can't tell her what to do. And I'm like, but where did you come from? I'm like, right. We over here with
where Bob do you Wahlberg. Live?
Yeah, like, why are you here? Like, why are you a necessity to the thing? And again, Michael Bay, the writing team for Transformers, because after we've seen all of these, they suck ass. Why do you introduce another female that's an inventor that knows how to fix Transformers? I am getting sick or tired of characters that know how to fix shit. Like, I'm just getting, it's getting annoying. And we're going to talk about the bonus movie because that's another thing also with that situation. But again, we have an inventor, Mark Wahlberg. We meet, I guess, Dora the Explorer that knows how to fix these Transformers. She lives with them. She lives in this
freaking, it looks like a bomb went off in like the Middle East somewhere. She just lives in there. Yeah, Chernobyl.
Look, with all that said, I agree with Nate. I gave him a two. He was entertaining. I don't think it's Mark Wahlberg's role on this time of the movie. Yeah, he tried as much as he could with his charm.
Yeah.
This movie, we're going to talk about later. Okay, main villain, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know who the hell it is because we had 150 of them throughout the movie. So
one villain. One. It has to be a one because, like you just said, who is it? Who is it? Megatron is somehow Megatron still exists. And at this point, I've given up trying to even understand how he could. He was just ahead in the fourth movie. If you remember, the fourth movie, he's ahead. They find his head, they connect it, and they make the Transformium. And then there's Galvatron, who's Megatron. But that version of Megatron's not here. Now it's like regular Megatron again. Starscream, disrespect. Starscream has to be the most disrespected character in all of the Transformers franchise.
Yeah,
and I get he was always kind of the whipping boy in the cartoon, but you could be the whipping boy and still be a formidable villain.
Yeah.
He was okay in the first movie. Like, he had some moments, but after that, I mean, he just got really crapped on. Then you got this team of villains that they like bring in and they have the stupid shots where they're like, they had dumb names. I don't remember any of the names because they were all horrible. There's like one with a mohawk and they're like in Transformer jail. Like, yeah, boy, I'm out of Transformer jail and we're going to do it. And I'm like, oh my God, what is
it? Mohawk.
Yeah, Mohawk.
Yeah, it was Mohawk and then
some other one.
Berserker. Yeah. was the one that they did.
Jamtown and Barricade. I think Barricade was one of them. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And they're like doing all this like gang signs. And I'm like, what am I watching? I literally stopped and said, what am I watching? Then the real villain, I guess, is that lady Transformer who's the creator of all Transformers. By the way, never mentioned in four other movies. They never mentioned that there's like a god Transformer that created the Transformers and created Cybertron. Not to mention, I thought Cybertron was blown up. She's on it and it's coming to Earth and it's still there. So did they really even have to leave Cybertron? No, they probably could have stayed, or some of them could have went. Oh, we'll get into story in a moment. But all I gotta say is, and then there's the people. Then there's the humans, right? Then there's this like task force team. Some of them are douchebags. Yeah, they brought back Josh Duhamel. You know, they tried to bring back some characters like John Turturro. He wasn't in the fourth one. He's in this, but wasted. I mean, you want to talk about wasted? Wasted. Josh Duhamel, he's just a military guy, but he was always like an entertaining character, mostly in the first two, but they brought him back. He looks cool, but he doesn't really have anything to do. No one has anything to do. The villains don't have anything to do. I don't have anything to do. One, I hated him. I don't know. There's not clear. Is it the planet? Is it Unicron? Is it Cybertron? Is it Megatron? I don't know.
Dude, you spoke to the gods, bro. That, I tell you right now, it's music to my ears.
Because
I gave this crap a one. I did not know what I'm going to be honest with you, dude. I did not know how many villains I was watching. I mean, to the point that me and my wife was like, I couldn't. And I had my iPad and I'm taking notes while watching. And I'm like, okay, villain number three. And then I'm like, villain number four. I think
by the time from RoboCop.
Yeah.
The beginning.
It was way too much. Again, it's like they just cluttered villains. Like, if you're going to make the main chick of it, which I didn't mind, right? I didn't care, whatever. It is what it is. You could explain it, whatever. Either way you wanted. But then you throw in this story. Oh, this storyline. Oh, we got to get the storyline. Anyway, you throw in this whole thing with medieval times, which I'm like, whatever. And then that's villain there. Then there's a villain. You know, it's so many villains through the course of time. Then you have this villain, that villain, the human villains. And I'm like, this is way too much complex for a 2 hour and 30 minute movie, I think it
two
was.
2 hour, 35 minutes.
35 minute movie. I'm like, this is way too complex for a Transformer movie. I was like, just make it simple. And you're right, Megatron. First of all, I thought his name was Cybertron or whatever is it, Chronotron or what was the other one?
No, Galvatron.
Galvatron. And all of a sudden, they call him Megatron. I'm like, when the hell did he switch names?
When
did
he get his body back?
Yeah. I don't know. That was so.
Did they put it back on him? I don't know.
Yeah, it was so much confusing. And then the scene that I wanted to rip my screen out the wall is when he sits down and he negotiates releasing the Transformers. I'm like, when the hell is this, like, even, why would you release more Transformers out there against the good guys? Like, this Transformer franchise, I'm gonna end it with this. They have shown that humans are so stupid. They're so dumb.
How many times are they going to work with Megatron knowing he's the bad guy?
Like, I'm like, wait a minute. I don't understand. You guys got crapped on part four because you worked with, well, you didn't work, but you worked with a bad guy that technically took all the Decepticons and DNA and put them into the thing. You saw how crap that was. Then in part three, you decided to work with the Decepticons. Didn't go well. So we got three films in, and you guys still got, you know, ass kicked, and you still work with the damn Megatron. It was like, oh,
their
God.
Name is Decepticon. It's got to be a sign. Deception. It's not good.
I don't get it, bro. I was so lost. I said, you know what? This deserves a fat one. And that's what it got. Okay. Action scenes.
Okay. So this will be the only time I won't rant. I don't think they're great, but it's probably, on this movie, it's probably the strongest aspect because everything else is so bad. And even with that said, the action's only okay. Like, it's Michael Bay, for all his other faults, can shoot action. It's no, to me, there's no doubt about it. A lot of people don't like him. That's fine. He's made some good movies. He's made some bad movies. But one thing he can do, shoot action very well. The problem here is that now it got to the point of he had no other ideas to really do it. We get, again, like from part four, a Transformer transforming and a tire hitting a guy in the face. Like, this just happened in the last movie. Again, with like him catching the people in the midair and like three movies in a row. And, you know, that's what happens when all of your movies are friggin' 3 hours long and they're, you know, you're going to run out of ideas for the action. I did like the Bumblebee Optimus Prime fight. I thought that was cool. It was different, at least, you know, it wasn't long, but it was cool. I like that. I hated that Bumblebee can like put his parts all back together. When the heck did he learn how to do that? Like he gets all blown to smithereens and then he could just reattach himself. They don't explain it. He just has a new magical power, I guess. So he's like unkillable. Pretty much Bumblebee is like the ultimate. But I still like the fight. It was cool. I did like some of the visuals of like the big, Unicron coming out of like the water and the, there's some spectacle to it. I'll give him that. I didn't hate it. I'm going to give it a 3. I thought it was a fine. There were moments where I was like, okay, this action's pretty cool. You know what I mean? But nothing like any of the other ones. Even the fourth one where it started to go down a bit was better than this one. 3. I feel kind of indifferent, but there were moments where I said, that's cool. But there was not a lot of moments where I said, this is really terrible. So I can't go below 3.
All right. For me, this was a strong suit like you. I gave it a 4.5.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I wasn't going to go full 5. I went full 4.5 because they did do a lot of recycling of the action, but what they did different was that they tried to give you a different style of action throughout the movie, which we didn't get in the other movie, right? We had the car chase scene through London or whatever, Scotland, which...
Scotland, I think.
I thought that was pretty cool with the Ferrari.
They go underwater in this one.
Yeah, we did the water thing, which I thought that was pretty cool. I said, all right. I love the time thing. When the guy shot the time and they went, ooh.
Oh, the bubble?
I was like, this is cool. And they all escaped. I was like, okay. I was like, that's some points there. I had to throw some points for originality.
Hot Rod, wasn't it?
Yeah. He was the,
He was
what
French.
The hell was it? The Bugatti?
Yeah, he was like a Bugatti. He was French too.
Yeah. That was too funny. He was funny. I like the different accent Transformers because they were funny.
Yeah.
I give him that. But you had those things. Optimus Prime actually was pretty cool. I went up. I'm not gonna lie. Every Optimus Prime scene was the best. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
he gave the whooping. Bumblebee detaching himself, going all over the place. I kind of seen that he got the upgrade from that guy from the fourth movie. Maybe his people hooked him up. That's the only thing I can explain it. But other than that, I agree with you. I was like, when the hell can he just come back together
just
again?
Just die and put himself back together.
Yeah, so I guess he's like the Wolverine of the Transformers, that he has the healing factor.
Yeah.
Other than that, I have 4.5. I thought it was the strongest suit. When the action kicks out, I'm not going to lie. All the Transformer movies, even the crap one in part 2, when the action kicks in, it kicks in. It hits you right in the face. Like, we're going to give you what you paid for. Now, in the other hand, we're going to start talking about the storyline. But again, I gave it a 4.5. The 4.5, you gave it a fat three. Let's get to the storyline.
I mean, how many things are introduced in this movie that were never, ever discussed in any of the other movies? First of all, Bumblebee shows up and apparently he'd been here since World War II. And was in the World War II and all this stuff. None of that is ever mentioned in any of the other movies. He's like, Bumblebee, in the original movie, they don't show Bumblebee land. They just show him show up to Sam's house, you know, the car lot.
Yeah.
So, sure, they didn't say how long he was here for, but they sure didn't ever, ever, ever talk about that he's been here the longest. Like, they didn't say that he's been here 70 years longer than, because if you remember in the first movie, Optimus and Ironhide and Ratchet and Jazz, they all show up.
Yeah.
They crash land in like 2007 or whatever. No one said Bumblebee been here since 60 years. When your main ones show up in 2007, you got to assume with that first movie that this is the first time. Obviously, they came a long time ago because Megatron was frozen. He's been here. But that doesn't mean they've all been Transformers since the beginning of time. In this movie, they make it that they have been here since like King Arthur times, okay? And then they play like Merlin, they play it straight. And they try to explain that Merlin's not really a wizard because he just found the robots and that's considered magic. And they try to do that whole crap that a lot of other movies try to do. It's not creative, it's not new, it's not inventive, it's stupid. Those knights that just like, they live in a cave or something. There's a freaking robot dragon. Why? Why is there a robot dragon? It's dumb. Why did the Japanese Transformer that was blue in the last movie, why is he red all of a sudden? Like just random stuff. Bumblebee can now put himself apart and put himself back together. Optimus is like bad for a little bit, and all it takes to get snapped out of is Bumblebee talks, and all of a sudden Bumblebee can speak. Never mentioned that he can talk. All of a sudden he can talk. It was a cool moment, granted, but still.
Well, didn't he put the speech?
Oh no! Yeah, but remember they put it. Yeah, because it was a lady's voice. It was like Alexa or something. Yeah, and he's like, oh, he gets mad, and he that part was funny. But then all of a sudden he could talk regular. And the fact of the matter is, this is I think as bad as part two is, they had an excuse with part two because there was a writer strike. They had at least some excuses they could go with. They got no excuse here. Everybody just wrote a terrible, terrible script that makes no sense. The Witwickens? What in the hell? Where's Sam then? Then Sam Witwicky should be like in this movie again. They don't mention that he should be the you know, the last night or whatever. You know what I mean? But no, it's Anthony Hopkins. Why did Anthony Hopkins agree to do this? He's the only actor that's like, he comes out clean because he's Anthony Hopkins. You know what I mean? But
yeah, good, no, I agree.
Good God. One. It's horrible. It's so horrible.
Look, I'm not even going to hold this back. I'm going to tell you right now. It's a fat ass one. Like, this movie is garbage. Like, yeah. I thought 2 was bad. Look, 2 has some, I don't care if he does all the, like, he can do that 100,000 times.
Go to Robot Heaven.
I will watch that or go to Robot Heaven because that is more explainable without being explained to me than what I just witnessed for 2 hours and 30 minutes. The damn movie starts off with a medieval time scene. And I swear to God, I was like, what am I watching? I think I put it on the text. I sent it to you guys. I was like, what am I watching? I was like, this was just like, it
Merlin
was
Merlin shows up.
Yeah, he comes out with King Arthur. And I was like, what is this? And I said, don't do this to me, Bay. And he did. I was like, now you're dirty old man, Bay. And now you destroy history, Bay. Why does every Transformer movie have to do something with history? Like, you gave me the whole president thing. It was okay. It was cool. It fit the narrative. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that was actually pretty cool. Now you come and destroy medieval times in the circle. And I was like, you got to be killing me. That King Arthur's sword is a Transformer sword that could block anything. And I said, you got to be kidding me. So I said, all right, this is garbage in its making, but let's just continue garbage picking. So we're here watching. And I'm like, you got to, okay, fine. You have that stupid storyline. Then you got freaking Jägermeister here, shows up in Chicago, and all of a sudden Bumblebee starts to like shoot everybody. And then Josh Duhamel comes from the blue and goes, stand down, Bumblebee. And I'm like, what do you think he's going to do? He's going to listen to you. In the first two movies ago, you guys were shooting at him. Like, he's going to listen to you. Now, all of a sudden, let him go. They're not Decepticons. Then you got the bad human going, we got to stop him at old will. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. So I said, all right. And then they find Dora the Explorer. Then my man John Goodman come back. And I was like, yeah. Now, that's my boy, the guy who shoot. Whatever. Anthony Hopkins is one of the weirdest characters in this movie. But I like
his butler. His Transformer butler.
I love his butler. He's an angry robot that wanted to fight everything. Yeah. And then that honey bunny, whatever her name was. Okay.
She was gorgeous. And she's the only other movie that I know her from, I know she played Peter Quill's mom in the Guardians movie. She was all sick and cancery. But that's her. She's been in some other stuff, but she's stunning, and she's the first one that Michael Bay didn't shoot like a creep.
That's what I was going to say. She looked beautiful. He didn't do his Bay, old man, dirty Bay-ness shots. Nope. And I said, this is good. And you know what? I told my wife, I said, people are going to think I'm crazy because I'm going to say it here. I said, that is Lara Croft if they ever reboot it again. Cause she looks exactly like Lara Croft when she was in the submarine and her hair was all wet and she was in the tank top and she's British. And I said, that's a plus in this guy's book. And I
said, she was great.
She was great. No, she's amazing. She was beautiful. She had blue eyes, just like Tomb Raider. I was like, she is such the whole package that no one saw this. But look, I gave it a one. Fat ass one. That's what I'm going to call it. Fat ass one. This is a garbage storyline. Okay, overall.
One. No, I just don't. This was the last time I'm ever going to watch this movie. You're right. I used to hate part two the most. I always have. I'm like, it's terrible. Like, there's so many issues. But now rewatching this, I like part two better than this. And I still hate part two. So really, to me, a five, and we're going to do the bonus episode with Bumblebee. I guess it counts. 6 Transformer movies. But for the 5 Michael Bay, like, main storyline Transformer movies, I really like 2. And I'm okay with the 3rd one, and I hate the other 2. But this one I think this is the worst one. It's boring. It just it goes on. It's 10 minutes shorter than the last movie, and it feels 2 hours longer than the last movie. The storyline is horrible. it seems like they didn't know really what they were doing every single time they went to make one of these. And they just went further back in time and further back in time and further until the whole thing collapses on itself and it doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why do we have to keep going back in time? Why can't we progress forward in time? You had the first movie. The second movie doesn't bank too much on going back, although it does because you have the Fallen, who's this old villain from the old, and then there's the Jetfire guy who's old and been there. But that's like moderately old. And then they had to start going back to freaking the moon landing, dinosaur. They went back to the beginning of Earth in the fourth movie with the robots making all the dinosaurs metal. And all. I'm like, why do we have to keep going all the way back in time? Every time they do that, it ruins all the movies before it because then they don't make any sense. Now, because of this movie, the first movie doesn't make any sense. And the second one doesn't make sense. And I hate when franchises do that. When you write yourself into this corner and you have to keep writing and the corner gets like smaller and smaller and smaller, that everything that happened before no longer makes sense. Like if you watch them in reverse order, you can't. It doesn't jive. And I don't like that. I think it's really bad. I think it's a horrible movie. Some okay action. The actors try. I don't hate any of the actors in this one. I feel like some of the other movies had some annoying actors. I literally wasn't annoyed by any of the human characters in this. They were actually fine in general, right? Even the black guy was funny, the one who was helping with Mark Wahlberg. He had some good lines. When he thought he was dead and he got shot with a beanbag, I thought that was really funny. They didn't go over the top with the humor. But other than that, I mean, I now remember why I never watched it again. And it's terrible. So it's a one for me.
Yeah, I'm going to say this right now. I mean, this is a one and done for me. I don't think I'm going to revisit this ever again. Maybe if my kids want to watch it, they could do it themselves. But yeah. I can't see myself personally sitting down and watching this. I gave this another fat ass one. This movie has so much problems. And it's really a shame for a $217 million budget for a movie like this that really didn't need all of this stuff. I mean, these are my notes because I knew overall, I'm just going to lay it down.
Yeah.
The main villain was like four to five of them. Okay. They had tons of useless scenes. Tons of useless scenes that could have cut like 30 minutes down. It could have been a 2-hour movie flat. Okay. Yeah. Anthony Hopkins was useless, but I understand the storyline he was trying to tell, but it was still a useless character because he didn't do much. Okay. Mark Wahlberg was good. He tried to carry the movie as much as they could, but then again, they started to throw so many other characters around him that didn't even work. So could it have worked if they had Sam Witwicky back? It could have. The storyline could have been strong, but then it would have not been. I mean, him and Mark Wahlberg going helping each other could have worked, but I agree with you. The movie timeline, I think, and I said this before when we did Age of Extinction, this was a strong reboot. A soft reboot.
Yeah.
Basically, 1, 2, 3, that's it. And then Age of Extinction, last night, on its own. Because this had nothing to do with Shia LaBeouf. And you do see his photo in Anthony Hopkins' office when they show the Sam Witwicky. Yeah,
because part of the tree, the family tree.
Which, again, they put a stupid photo, which I'm like, come on. I mean, at least put put his grandfather, at least. Like, why does it have to be Shia LaBeouf? But I was like, it is what it is. And in a nutshell, I am beginning to not like Michael Bay. And I'm not saying it as a joke. And I'm being honest, because now you get to see his style of shooting. And now I can see that this is not my style. I did not like the Bad Boy movies. I enjoyed them for what they were as action films. But seeing that even those movies, I have the time problem. That those movies feel like they're 8 hours long. And now I was like, it could be the writer. No, seeing the Transformers, now I know it's Bay. Like, it wasn't. It's Bay's direction of how he takes these action movies. And I'm kind of noticing it. But we're going to revisit. We're going to revisit it, of course, in the action movie.
He has a ton of action. Armageddon, The Rock. I do love The Rock. I won't lie. But you're right. Now that you're mentioning that, like, isn't Armageddon the same? It's like 2.5 hours long.
Yeah, and it feels like, I felt like we were in Armageddon. I'm like, Jesus. And The Rock is long, too. Great movie. Yeah. But The Rock feels long.
Bad Boys 2 is long.
It's the longest. That. Oh, my God. When they go to Cuba, I was like, por qué? Like, why? But anyway, no more ranting on Michael Bay. That's
we'll do
it
Michael Bay month in the future. Well, of his non-franchise movies.
We could do Director Spotlight on Michael Bay.
Oh, that'll be a chore. Well, we have these done, so you're right. We don't have to rewatch them.
We don't have to watch these no more. We could direct people to this. But anyway, with that said, Nate, what is your overall?
8.
What's your total point?
An 8. Trash. I mean, this movie's trash. It's not good. If you have the 4K, by the way, It looks great. It does. The movie looks great, but gosh darn it, it switches aspect ratios every 5 seconds to three different aspect ratios. It's annoying. You did it too much. Literally one shot to the next. I told Alex, like, one shot and the next shot is switched and the next shot switched again. But eight.
I give it a 9.5, and that's because of action. Other than that, this thing would have been so below under the double digits. Not even funny. I agree with you. The Last Knight is the best looking movie in the 4K box set. And then comes...
Three looked really good.
Was really good. And then the rest, you could put them whatever you want, but they all sound good. Let me just tell you. They all sound good. But visually, five is the best looking one. Other than that, Nate, you know what to do.
Yeah, so that wraps up the official Michael Bay Transformers series. But we are going to be doing a little bonus episode for you guys that you're going to want to keep an eye out for. We are going to be reviewing Bumblebee. So it won't be a numbered episode. It's a bonus episode. You know, we like to throw out bonus ones here and there. So we'll do Bumblebee as part of the Transformers adjacent franchise. And then, of course, we are starting our Black History Month reviews. And our next review will be for Denzel Washington and Antoine Fuqua teaming back up. First time, I think, since Training Day.
Yeah.
A little bit of Equalizer. So we're going to be doing the Equalizer. And then you do want to stay tuned because now, next franchise, now that Transformers is done, we are moving on to the Superman movie. So our first, we did Black Panther. We haven't done a lot of comic book films. This is our first big comic book film set. We got two coming up this year. The first one, of course, DC Superman. So keep an eye out for those.
Yeah, if you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix. More reviews, anything action movie, guys, please head over to www.youtube.com/levelsygeeks, or you can follow Levelsy Geeks on Twitter at LevelsyGeeks. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.